Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Super Smart Power Hour. I hope everybody had a great July 4th weekend. Dustin, what did you do over the 4th? Having a exciting fireworks?
Yeah, we watched the fireworks, hung out with the kid, had the barbecue, did the whole typical 4th of July celebration.
Fantastic. And we do have some fireworks here we want to show everybody with SEO, some new features that we're coming out with. Pretty exciting stuff. During this program, we are going to show you why and how we post articles. We're going to show you some proper anchoring technique. Now, if you don't know what anchoring means right now, don't worry about it. I'll explain it to you in the show. We're also going to show you what is a bookmarking site. It's a common question I get from a lot of people. What's the difference between a social networking site, a bookmarking site, an article site? So I want to make sure everybody understands this because it's very powerful stuff on the search engines. And we're going to show you how to use them to generate some awesome SEO power. And we're going to talk about a national article feed. Now, I'm only going to touch on this, but I think it's going to benefit everybody. So watch out for that. And then we also have squeeze pages. We're going to touch on our Leads for Deeds and Orphan Leads program. So let's start with this. Why do we post articles online? Among search engine techniques and strategies, writing and submitting your articles online is probably, if not the most powerful SEO tool that is available to us. Article writing is a powerful tool because it allows you to use keywords and key phrases that apply to what we do. Examples I have here, like we buy houses, fast home buyers, cash for your house. I mean, whatever you can think of that people will search on the search engines, like in Google or Yahoo or MSN and all the other ones, very powerful stuff. Because once you distribute those articles and submit them online, they will get picked up by the search engine. So when people are surfing the internet and they type in those keywords, guess what shows up? Your articles. And you will rank high on the search engines for these keywords with the more articles that you put out there and properly backlink them to your website. And article writing brings long life results in the SEO world, because all these articles that you write are stored and are archived on these directories that you publish them on. And what this simply means is that these articles can be read by anyone years from now. They're out there. They're still there. And they're going to drive traffic to your website forever. And unlike anything else that's out there, this gives you really long life for these ads. Now, the more you do, the more powerful it is. And backlinks, probably one of the more important things you can do with your articles is create backlinks. Now, again, I'll explain backlinks to you folks tonight that aren't familiar with that. But basically what it does is it links to your website. These articles link to your website, and it will ultimately increase your popularity for the search engines and drive large amounts of leads to your websites. And if the better you write your articles will get published by many different websites. I've seen Dustin's articles, my articles, several of our customers' articles on websites that they haven't even submitted them to because they pick them up. And what happens is your backlinks are still there, and it gives you an additional domain name that's backlinking to your website, which, again, ultimately increases your popularity on the search engines. And I would say one of the most popular reasons why writing articles for all of us is because it's free. Anybody can write articles and post them to a variety of different article sites that are online. And folks, there's dozens and dozens and dozens of them. Some are more powerful than others, but there are plenty of them out there to do this. So let's start off by just showing you a few examples. When we type in "we buy houses, Atlanta, Georgia," I'll go down the page a little bit. Now, I have that arrow at the bottom of the page just to indicate that I'm still on the first page for We Buy Houses Atlanta, Georgia, and you'll notice there's an article right there. I believe that would be number 5. It's on the first page of Google. That's earl.biz. That is an article site. Beneath that is Simpy, S-I-M-P-Y, .com. Simpy is a bookmarking site. So you write these articles, they get on the top of the search engines, and then you bookmark them, and in some cases, your bookmarking sites will even appear on the search engines. And Simpy is one of the better ones for that. I see a lot of my bookmarking articles I've done on Simpy on the first page of Google as well. So there you are, first page of Google, We Buy Houses Atlanta, Georgia, which is a very competitive market. We Buy Houses Atlanta, Georgia. It sure is.
Well, I was going to say, if you go back a page, Mike.
Yeah, I'll get back.
Look who's between those two listings.
WeBuyHouses.net. .net, yes.
That's me.
So I fit right in there with articles. For somebody like Dustin that's been doing SEO for his websites for years. So that's pretty powerful stuff. How about We Buy Old Houses in North Carolina? There's three powerful ones on the first page of Google, which is one of our customers here. We have Active Rain, which is a blogging site. The next one down is prlog.org again. And then the one underneath that is localism.com, which is another blogging site that your stuff gets picked up on. So three of the top five for We Buy Old Houses, North Carolina. We Buy Houses Fast, Oklahoma. Look at that, number two. Actually, number one and number two, I just noticed that. But We Buy Houses Fast in Oklahoma City. So there's the power. That's PR Log again, which is another article site. That's actually a press release site. It's a little different, but it's basically the same thing. So that's the power. Now, let me show you the monetary savings of this. This is Google AdWords. So if you were to go in and buy the term We Buy Houses and put it on the pay-per-click part of Google, your estimated average cost per click is $4.15, and that's not even a guaranteed lead. That is just a click. So in the back office, not the back office, but in Google Analytics, which most of you should have set up on your websites by now. If you don't, you need to go back to our other videos and find out how to do this. But right here you'll see the major search engines. There's six of them. We have Google, MSN, Live, Yahoo, Bing, and AOL. I've seen a lot of Bing lately, more than I ever have.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of advertising on TV like Fox News and things like that. It's one of Microsoft's latest search engines. You'll probably hear a lot more about it.
So there's the six big ones for me. Now, the other number I want you to pay attention to is this goal conversion rate. Basically, what that means is how many people are hitting my website that turn into a complete three questionnaire completed lead. I mean, they just didn't fill step one out. These folks have gone all the way to step three. And Active Rain, my blogging site, which is the top arrow, 12.78%. So powerful. PR Log, which is one of my article sites, 14%. And then going down the page, you have Backpage, and I've talked about Backpage a lot. It's very similar to Craigslist, but much more powerful on the search engines than Craigslist is. And then beneath that, Backpage.com, 16.67% conversion. And then Merchant Circle, which is another good site I like to get on, 33% conversion ratio. And those are all for terms like We Buy Houses and stuff like this. So how do we do this? Well, there is the wrong way, and then there is the proper way. The wrong way may mark you as a spammer, so you really want to be careful how you do this and how often you do this or where you're submitting it to. You don't want to be attached with bad sites. Any link from a quote-unquote bad site is worse than not having a link. And if you do this wrong, your articles will be short-lived. Yeah, you may get up on the search engine for a little bit, but then, boom, you fall right off again, and you wonder why. So the right way gives your articles what we call Google juice. In fact, I think Dustin's drinking a little Google juice right now. And what it ultimately does is it pulls your websites up on the search engines over time. So the more backlinks you have to your websites, the more popular your website becomes. Therefore, it just pulls it up on the search engines. So let's show you an example of that. Here's an article. And I wrote this morning, by the way. This is what I was doing, in case anybody was wondering. I wrote an article we called We Buy Houses in Atlanta, Georgia. Basically, it's an article about, and this is a true story, by the way. I was at a restaurant the other night waiting for a seat, and I was sitting out in the waiting area, and I met a person that moved from up north, and they had to wait 11 months to sell their house. So I wrote a little article on it, and that's, you know, people ask me, what do you write articles on? Well, here's a great example of it. This guy waited 11 months, so I thought, hey, let's write an article on it. This down here at the bottom, which says WeBuyHousesAtlantaGeorgia.com, this is the back link to my website. In other words, people click that, and it takes them to my website. So there's a back link. Now, how I tagged this article is very important. The title, which is at the top, is We Buy Houses in Atlanta, Georgia. Because when someone types in We Buy Houses in Atlanta, Georgia, I want my article to show up. Well, here's how we do this. The title. Don't title it a long name. Be very specific to what your title is for search engine purposes. In other words, name that title as close to what you think people will search for. And you can vary this. Like, We Buy Houses Fast in Atlanta, Georgia. We Buy Houses Cash in Atlanta, Georgia. The more you switch it around and change it, then the more you just show up on different search terms. But look in the first three paragraphs. Actually, excuse me, the first two paragraphs. I have Atlanta four times. I have it in the title, and I have it twice in the first paragraph and once in the third, and I'm sure throughout that article I did a few more times. But what about We Buy Houses? Well, that's the big one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Maybe 8, We Buy Houses, just on the top part of that article. So what I'm looking for here, when the search engine reads this, it's going to look for what they call key phrases or key words. Well, the key words and key phrases in this article is sell your house. I actually have that mentioned several times throughout this article as well. Sell your house, house for sale, things like that. But that's what the search engines are picking up on. It's going, wow, that's what this article is about. Now, you want to be careful and not do what we call keyword stuffing. If you put it in too many times in here, search engines will consider that to be spamming. So, you know, once a paragraph, once every other paragraph, some paragraphs here I don't have it at all. So just be careful how you do it, but understand that you should put those keywords and key phrases in your articles and plan for that when you're writing them. The other thing that's very important is to make your articles look good, because, yes, people read them. Not only the search engines, but human beings will read them. So the better your article looks, now you don't have to look like a professional real estate company. You can still be a mom-and-pop type shop image if you wanted to. But still, we want you to look good and put stuff out there that that will, you know, make people click that article.
Yeah, Mike, and that one you just did wasn't even a fancy article. It was pretty much just plain black and white text without a whole lot of formatting. So that's one of the simpler articles. You can make them look a lot snazzier than that.
Oh, heck yeah. I have some, you know, that have the images in there. You can take this a long way and make your stuff really, really dynamic, if you will. But I just want to start with the basics just to show people that even a basic article and get to the top page of the search engines. So this is a paragraph tag. Before your paragraph, you open and close it with a P, and then at the end of the paragraph, it's a /P within those brackets, and that tells the HTML reader or the Internet that's a paragraph. The strong makes it bold. So if I put this strong within those I can't remember what those are called. Dustin, greater than, less than?
Greater than, less than brackets.
All right. I thought, Dustin, you might have a bigger name for those, but we'll use the greater than, less than.
Yeah, that's greater than, less than.
And then you put your whatever words you want to be bold, and then you close it with the greater than, less than, and put the /. So that will end your bold. And then this is a hyperlink. And it's the A, space, H-R-E-F, equals, And then within the quotation marks here, you're going to put your domain name, and be sure you start it with HTTP. And then what you tag in the middle here, in this case I have We Buy Houses, and then I end the tag. So that's what people will click to take me to your website. Now, if you put click here, that means nothing to the search engines, nothing. I don't want to be ranked first on the search engines for click here. I'll be ranked for We Buy Houses. That's strong. Now, the other thing that's strong is doing what we call a title tag, or this is an anchor. It's the same as what's above, but after the .com, right here, I added title equals We Buy Houses Atlanta, Georgia. When the search engines see that title tag, plus with the tag in here, We Buy Houses or whatever it is, I don't think I can even tell you in numbers how much that magnifies the power of that article for the search engines. It's strong, strong stuff. So what happens is in your article, when people put their mouse over We Buy Houses Atlanta, Georgia, which in this case is my hyperlink or backlink to my website, there's a little pop-up that comes up on the screen that says We Buy Houses Atlanta, Georgia. Well, that's that title tag right there. Very powerful stuff for the search engine. So there's something real small that you can do that will generate a lot more power for your article with for the search engines. Here's the HTML of my article, the hypertext. And this is what the search engines read. And you'll see I have the opening paragraph, P, and I align this one, center. Align equals, and in between quotations, center. Then I have my strong tag. And then I end my strong, and I end my paragraph. And then another P for that paragraph, and then NP for the end of that paragraph. P for paragraph, and then so on and so forth. Folks, it's not that difficult to do this. You can do this I suggest doing it in a text editor. Don't do it in Word. We have specific reasons for that. But then when you save this, you just save it as save it as a text, and then just copy and paste this in an HTML editor, which I'll show you in a second exactly how we do that. But there's the article. It's that simple. And here's Active Rain. This is a blog that I use quite often. Now, when I joined it, it was no charge, and we got grandfathered in. They do charge you a monthly fee now to use it. However, there are many others that I can suggest that you can use that are as powerful if you use them correctly. But here's how simple it is. I went to my blogging site, and I type in the title. And my title is, of course, We Buy Houses Atlanta, Georgia. That's what I'm tagging here, We Buy Houses Atlanta, Georgia. I could go We Buy Houses for Cash. So if anyone typed that in, that would show up on the search engine. But there's the HTML. This is like the back office of our website, very similar. We have what we call a WYSIWYG editor, which is what you see is what you get. And then we have the HTML editor. So what I did is I just copy and pasted the article that I wrote in that HTML editor. And then in blogging sites or article sites, you have things called tags, bookmarking sites as well. Very similar to keywords, but there's a little bit of a difference to them as well. But just for easy understanding, just think of them as keywords. So when people search those, that's what is relevant to that article. And once I save that article, here's what it looked like. Here's what mine looks like on ActiveRain. I put a logo or a banner at the top of mine, and then here's my article. The bottom of this article is where I have my two hyperlinks. Now, notice I only put in two hyperlinks. You'll see a lot of articles out there that have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 backlinks in them. That, too, may very well be considered spam by a lot of the search engines, and it actually you'll lose rank for that article because you put too many backlinks in it. I like to put my backlinks near the bottom of the article. I think it gets more power that way, but I guess the jury's still out on that, but that's the way I do it. And I have two backlinks at the bottom that link to my website. Now notice I didn't backlink them, click here for more information, because I want these to be optimized for the search engines for We Buy Houses and We Buy Houses Atlanta, Georgia. So that's how I tag those two anchor text for hyperlinks. There's also another thing you can do on a lot of your blogs. Some of them already come with this, so you don't even have to add it, but I added a bookmarking button to my article. And this is what gives your article all that extra juice that you need to keep it up at the top of the search engines for a long period of time. Because now what I'm doing is I'm creating backlinks from very powerful bookmarking sites to my article. So again, it pulls my article to the top of the search engines, just like my backlinks to my website pull my website to the top of the search engines. Bookmarking sites, there's several different types of bookmarking sites. Some of these bookmarking sites are worthless. Some of them are semi-worthless. Some of them are semi-powerful. And some of them are extremely powerful. The reason is some of these bookmarking sites depend on the public to vote for popularity on your article to keep you up on the top of that particular bookmarking site. They're good for a little while, but after a period of time, you'll fall off of those bookmarking sites. Other bookmarking sites don't even give you what they call a backlink. It may look like they do, but it's not readable by the search engine, so it doesn't do any good at all. These are things that you just learn over a period of time after using these bookmarking sites. Now, I have a list of some really powerful ones that are ranked extremely well. In this particular example here, what I did is I bookmarked it to Simpy. Simpy is one of, I wouldn't say one of my favorites, but it's probably one of my more powerful ones. I continuously see it on the top of the search engines when I do bookmark it to Simpy. And all you need to do is click Simpy. Now, I have an account created already. If you don't, you just have to go to simpy.com and create an account. And what they're going to ask you to do is tag it, which, again, are like your keywords. So I put We Buy Houses, Atlanta, Georgia. Now, in Simpy, what happens if somebody types in Atlanta, well, my article will be registered under that Atlanta tag. The other thing I do is I put in what they call notes. This is for, again, it's keyword sensitive for people that are searching for that particular article. So I just put in the tag and I put in the note. This other stuff, by the way, the URL and the nickname, it was already pulled in, so I didn't even have to type that in. And then when you're finished with that, you just simply click add. Now, I just copy and paste, so it takes me, you know, 5 seconds to do this. And once you click add, boom, now I'm the first one listed. Selling, save money by selling your house fast was how I tagged this in Simpy. And it's people can vote for it, but what's nice about this, again, is that it's visible link to that article. So with the new, we do have what we call an SEO upgrade that we put it out probably about a month or two ago to get everybody more power from doing these articles and utilizing these bookmarking sites. And Dustin, did you want to jump in and say something?
Yes, I'm going to jump in real quick and see if we have it. I'm watching the questions. We'll see if we have any questions on what you've covered so far about posting articles, why we post them, how to post them, bookmarking, things like that. So if you have any questions, go ahead and type those in the GoToWebinar interface. And I am monitoring those questions as Mike is talking to you.
All right, so let me share with you why the SEO upgrade that we created is so powerful for what we're doing with search engine optimization. Basically, you can use the website, like your SuperSmart website, to post your article. And I put instead of article posting sites, I would do them both. But at least you can create some backlinks to your website and some popularity to your website. So you can post your articles on your site, bookmark those pages for the backlinking juice to your particular website instead of backlinking the PR log or backlinking to Active Rain from these bookmarking sites. You can bookmark to your own. And when you have the SEO upgrade, it gives you a couple extra buttons on the left-hand side of your website. There's a question that just came in from Sam. By the way, we have an international audience tonight. Sam, who's from Hawaii, is actually in, I believe, Colombia, Bogota, someplace like that, someplace in South America. So we have an international audience tonight.
Yeah, he's down in Colombia picking up his fiance, getting ready to get married and head back to Hawaii. So aloha, amigo.
So Sam's asking,
when you bookmark your article, explain exactly how you do this once you write the article. Well, as Mike said, you've got to put the article up online somewhere. The example he was giving you was one on active rain. There's tons of different article sites we post to, several dozen. But you'll have your favorites. We've got ours. You post it up there. When you post your article, some of the sites will allow you to post that little bookmark widget. And if you have the bookmark widget there, it makes it really simple to just choose the site you want to bookmark the article on. If you don't have the widget on the page, you simply go to that site and bookmark it. Okay? So, Mike, if you want to jump in real quick and re-explain the bookmarking process real quick, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, actually, I do have one more example of it coming up. So let me get to that, and then I'll touch on it. Sam, if you have any more questions about it after that, please let me know. You'll notice on my We Buy Houses Atlanta, Georgia website, the bookmarking widget's already there. Now, anybody that's come to our live training, they all have it, because I know everyone that comes to our live training has it, because if you don't, you're not leaving the room.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things we do in class.
So that those of you should be familiar with that, but that way you can bookmark your own website. But with the SEO upgrade, you have a fees, which I'm going to briefly talk about that tonight. That's kind of an advanced subject, but there is something I want to touch on about that tonight. And then you get an articles tab. When you click the articles tab, all of the articles that you posted are listed right here. What this does is it gives you another page on your website, which is what the search engines love as well. But each one of these article sites is also optimized, or each one of these articles, I should say, is optimized for the search engines as well. So if I click No Equity in Your Home, it brings me to that particular article. And there's my bookmarking button. Well, I'm going to bookmark that, again, to some of these different bookmarking sites. Now, you do have to create accounts for those bookmarking sites before you do that. It just makes it so much easier. Now, in the back office of your website, you'll see that you have my website SEO upgrade, and several different pop-ups come up. And underneath that, we have my feed manager. Well, you're going to post your articles on your feed manager, which is going to bring me up to another subject I'm going to talk about later, which is our national feed that we're going to be bringing out for our people that are taking advantage of this, just extra juice, a lot of power, and I'll give you an example of that as well. But when you click my feed manager, if you don't have anything here, what you want to do is you want to go select to add a new feed, and then we suggest you pick articles. That's the one we want you to use for right now is the articles one. And when you click it, you're going to create a name for that article. I called mine We Buy Houses Atlanta Articles. And I have 12 feed items in here. Actually, I have 13 now after today, but I have 12 in here at the time I took this screenshot. And look at the views, 437 views. Now, to add a feed, yours will say zero right here if you don't have an article. Well, if you click that zero, in this case I'll click my 12, and it brings me to my feeds. And where it says add item to feed, that's what you're going to want to click. So let's go ahead and add item to feed. When you first look at it, you won't see any place to add your article because what you want to do is you want to choose this internal page. If you highlight that radio button, internal page, it pops up a text editor, and that's where you're going to paste your article. So it's very simple to do. Your item title, basically the same as the blogging site I showed you earlier. This one I put Save Money by Selling Your House Now, We Buy Houses Atlanta, Georgia. Then I put in my summary. And you can copy and paste sometimes your first paragraph or something, you know, like that. But in this case, I rewrote my summary. And then what you need to do is switch to the HTML. By default, it will be normal, which is the WYSIWYG editor. And you just switch to HTML. And you copy and paste that code that I showed you earlier directly into your website. And then underneath that is a show short form on internal page. What that means is on the page that this article is going to be listed, do you want the three-step questionnaire on that page, or do you just want the article? So if you click yes, it will show the three-step questionnaire. And then underneath that, you're going to put your SEO keywords, which are this, you know, like the tags earlier. In this case, I use We Buy Houses, Atlanta, Georgia, Sell Your House, Fast Home Buyers, We Buy Ugly Homes, Houses. And then underneath that, it's going to ask you to choose a category. Now, your category can be We Buy Houses, Atlanta. I have another category called Foreclosure Help. Now, you won't necessarily notice a difference no matter where you post those to. Those are only for the feeds. And I don't want to confuse you by telling you something you don't need to know, but it's only for Internet Explorer, actually, but it's for the feeds. And we're going to talk more about feeds later. So just keep it simple and just put everything in a category for right now that you think it would fit in, but you're not going to see it on your website. It won't make any difference on your public website. And then after you're finished with that, you simply click Add Feed Item. And when you add feed item, there's my article that's been added. Save money by selling your house now. We Buy Houses, Atlanta, Georgia. On the public side of your website, in your articles tab, right here, the articles, there's my new article now. Save money by selling your house now. We Buy Houses, Atlanta, Georgia. I click that article, and now I go to my bookmarking site. Now, Sam was asking about going through bookmarking one more time. This is how you do it. I'm going to open up that bookmark, and you'll see all these different bookmarking sites in here. Ask, I'll go through a couple that are visible, but you'll see this slide down bar here. There's a lot more here. Ask.com is very powerful. It, of course, it's advertised on NASCAR now, the official search engine of NASCAR. Delicious is powerful for its own reasons. I like that one. And then Google, of course, you'd be silly not to bookmark it to Google. You do need a Gmail account if you don't have one to bookmark it to Google. But in this case, I'll bookmark it to Reddit. Now, when I click Reddit on that bookmark, this stuff is all pulled in here. Notice, here's my account. My account is SellFast. Most of my accounts that I've set up on the SEO are SellFast, so that account name is taken. I think I own it for most of them. But once I click that bookmarking button, it takes me here. This is already complete. I don't have to change this unless I want to. The URL, it's already pulled in for me. I just keep it on reddit.com, keep it simple, and down beneath that is a captcha. I have to type in that just to prove I'm really a human and not a spammer. And once I do, and I click submit, there it is. We Buy Houses, Atlanta, Georgia. Save money by selling your house now. So that's a bookmark. What that does is it's linking back to my article. It creates a backlink. But what it also does in this case, because I'm using the SEO upgrade on my SuperSmart website, is it's driving people to my website and giving my website that juice as opposed to driving it to a different article site. Now, I'm not saying don't do both. You should, but this gives you the extra power you need to drive people to your website and give whatever website you're using a little more power on the search engines. So remember that article I posted at the very beginning of the show? The one that I was working on, and I put it in active rain. When I was doing this PowerPoint today, I did a search. This might have been an hour and a half later. And I did a search for Who Buys Houses, Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm 6 on the first page of Google. Out of 262,000 articles, I'm number 6. Now, if you type in We Buy Houses, Atlanta, Georgia, when I checked it last, I was number 12 or 13. Now, that was on the second page of Google. But keep in mind that I didn't bookmark this as well as I should have because I was working doing other things to get prepared for the show tonight. But I just wanted to show you how powerful this stuff is.
Well, I do see a couple of your other articles in there. It looks like the first position is you. Second, third, fourth. The fifth one looks like that is you on URL.biz. As well as the 7th and 8th. So you do have several other listings on that page as well.
Right, and that one I posted this morning, boom, it's right there.
So, Sam, hopefully that answered your question. If we have any more questions, please go ahead and submit them via the GoToWebinar interface. We're here to help.
All right, so that's how it works. Now, Here's a great example of somebody that's using our super smart upgrade. This is not me. This is one of our customers. In fact, I think John might be on the show with us tonight. This is your Texas Homebuyers articles. And this is actually a backlink to his website, /articles. So he posted an article on 629, one out of 10. He's on the first page of Google.
And, yeah, John is on the call tonight, and good job, John. Keep it up, man.
And let's look at good versus not-so-good bookmarking sites and what I mean by that. Some bookmarking sites are great for visibility on the search engines only, and Simpy is a classic example of that. It's. I think I showed you earlier an example where Simpy was on the first page, my bookmarking site for one of my articles of Google. But what they automatically do is they create what we call a no-follow link to your website. And what that basically means is that when the search engines are looking at that article, they don't see that backlink. So it's not giving you any SEO juice per se, other than what a darn good bookmarking site to get you on the first page of Google for that search term.
Right. So I don't know if you guys caught that or not, but some of these sites will not give you credit for your backlinks. However, because the bookmarking site is so powerful, when you bookmark your site, that listing shows up on the first page of Google. So humans see it, and they click that link and go to that article. And as they're reading that article, they click that link and go to your website. So Google may not give you credit for the backlink itself, but Google is ranking that article high because of the bookmark and the bookmark site, and humans will see it and click it and go to your website and fill out your questionnaire. And go to your that link that you place in there, that non-followable by the search engine link, can go to your website, can go to your blog, can go to your squeeze page, and go wherever you want it to. You're not getting any credit for it, but the humans do follow it, and Google does know they're clicking it, especially if you have Google Analytics embedded on your website.
And what you want to do is you really want to balance it out. I mean, you want to find these good bookmarking sites that give you the backlink juice. But you know what? Those bookmarking sites, Dustin, that give you the good backlinking juice, you're trading it because you don't find those on the search engine. They're not very well optimized for when people type "We buy houses in Atlanta, Georgia." But on the other hand, they're giving you a backlink, a recognizable backlink to your website, which increases your website's popularity.
Well, that's why you want to use a good mix of both, because search and optimization is not only about optimizing it and getting the Google juice, just for the search engine alone, but it's also you're optimizing it for humans. So the humans have more ways to find your sites. So it's optimized for the search engine in that sense that these sites that you're bookmarking to are very powerful, and they do get picked up by the search engines. That's the whole point. And humans will follow those links whether it has a no-follow tag in it or not.
So some bookmarking sites have what they call a high page rank. Those are going to be the ones that you want to get yourself attached to. In other words, I want a backlink coming to my website that's ranked higher than I am by the search engines. I don't necessarily want to do a link exchange with somebody that's barely visible on the internet because it's actually pulling me down. I've researched many of them. This is what I do all day long as part of my work. So I do have that list available, but here's one if you want to write this one down. This is new information. I just found this one recently, but this is called spotback.com. Now, I do have some that are ranked 7. I found a couple that are ranked 6. I thought I'd throw this one out because a page rank of 5 is pretty darn good, too. So Spotback has a page rank of 5. It's ranked higher than my website. I think my personal one for Atlanta, Dustin's ranked 3, which isn't all that bad, but this one's ranked 5. So, boy, I want a backlink coming from this website. So this is a great bookmarking site to bookmark your articles to. And for those of you on the call with me tonight, you're the first ones to hear me share that spot back one. Now, I do have several more, but I want you to come to our training to find out what those are. Now, the other question that I get a lot,
I want to jump in before you get into this next topic. Sam had a follow-up question. It's actually a pretty good one. I'll let you answer it first to see what you say, and then I'll follow up. The question is, what is the best way to get an article I write to multiple sites simultaneously? So he wants to write an article and post it out on multiple sites simultaneously. So I'm going to let you take that one first.
Well, that is a darn good question, Sam. And I'm going to give you just the answer that I believe, just on the research that I've done, is the correct answer. The you'll go to these sites and you'll get email. In fact, if any of you get an email from Super Smart from your website that says, "We'll get you ranked high on the top of the search engines," first of all, they're spamming you to get that, to give you that. That email, I'm sure all of you have seen them, you know, we'll rank you on the top page of Google. Yeah, they're finding you by spamming you, so that should tell you something about their integrity right off the top. But what happens, Sam, if you use one of these article submission sites to submit your article to all these different websites, the search engines know that you're submitting all these different sites, one article to all these different sites at one time, and it comes in as spam. They know that no human could do it that quickly. What Google, Yahoo, and all these big search engines are looking for is people that are doing this manually, that are human beings, not spammers. So as soon as you go to those tactics, we call those black hat techniques, black hat as opposed to white hat. We do like the white hat stuff. So there really is no quick way other than learning the sites that you're submitting them to inside and out and submitting them manually yourself. Now, there's several techniques that we teach you with copying and pasting and other things like that. But my answer right now would be don't search for multiple submissions to do one at one time. I think in the long run it's going to hurt you. Now, Dustin, do you want to add anything more to that, or? What do you think?
Yes. Posting multiple articles to multiple sites all at the same time would be analogous to using that software, kind of like Web Position Gold, that I used to use back in the day when it was legit, that submits your site multiple times over and over and over to sites like Google, Yahoo, and all the other search engines all at once. Those have been blacklisted, you know, years ago by Google and the big search engines. Well, the article sites are kind of the same way. If an article site allows people to do bulk submissions like that, the site itself usually gets blacklisted with Google because they know that the spammers take advantage of that and just put a bunch of crap out there. So Google is looking for good sites like articlespace.com and other sites that are human-edited that Google knows edit these articles and will not post them if they're spamming. So if you were to find sites, because I'm sure there's some out there, that allow you to do these bulk submissions, the sites they're getting posted on are pretty much worthless and could do more harm than good. So it's not a good idea. I've talked to my search engine guy about this repeatedly, and it's a big no-no. You want to post these articles individually. It only takes a few minutes. If you open up multiple browsers and do the password save feature, and you just go from browser to browser to browser, the browser tabs like Firefox and Internet Explorer has, and just post these articles. And we actually change them slightly from site to site. But like I said, I don't have a site I recommend to do multiple submissions like that because it doesn't do any good. It can do more harm than good. So as desirable as it sounds, it's been done, it's been tried, and it's likely been blacklisted by now. Mike, did you want to say something real quick?
Yes, I believe it was Sam that asked me a question, too, about Articles Base and how do you bookmark, like, from Articles Base. Here's, I just did a search, and here's one of my articles that's in Earl.biz, Earl.biz. There's you, Dustin. We buy houses. There's PR Log. Here's my article base. How do we bookmark from article base? Well, article base is a great place to post your sites or post your articles. It allows you to put in, I believe it's no more than 3 backlinks in the article to your website. And then there comes with a bio that you can put in 2 more. But when you post to article base, what's nice about it, look right up at the top of the page. I did not have to put that code in there. It automatically gave me the bookmarking feature. So I go in here now, and I'm going to find one of these bookmarking sites, and let me use one that I don't think I've bookmarked this to. Let me use Propeller. So I'll just click Propeller, and it goes Contact Propeller. And what it's doing is it's pulling in the data from that article, and it's going to automatically load it for me. It's going to ask me, notice I'm already logged in. Okay, I'm already logged in under Selfast. And it's going to ask me, are any of these articles similar? And it's not. So I'm going to continue by submitting this story. And do I want to use the title that's in this? Or do I want to create another title and call this again, We Buy Houses, Atlanta, Georgia? It really all depends on what your purpose or what your strategy is for the articles. What this one does, it's also going to pull in your user tags, which I'm going to change.
And, Sam, when I was talking about bookmarking these sites and doing these multiple submissions, I was saying how we don't do it. As he's bookmarking this, this is the part where we change it slightly. The article may basically remain the same. We'll change this short description, and we'll slightly change that title to make it look different and to give it more juice.
Exactly.
I'm giving it some user tags here. I'm just going to keep it real simple just for the base of the article. Now, notice in here, it took out my apostrophe. I'm going to just replace that so it looks good. There we go. So it's We Won't Touch. And then what I'm going to submit this to is a business and finance. Do I want to select one of these photos? No, it doesn't. It's not relevant. So I'm going to use no photo. And I just go preview story. And there's my story. There it is. And I'm going to approve and submit. And boom, it goes in. Now, what I do, Sam, is I'm going to go back to that article now. It's going to ask me to enter another story, enter another URL, but I'm just going to close out of here. I'm going to go back to my article base article, click that bookmarking site again, and choose my next bookmarking site and just do it. So after you write your article, you put it in here, it really doesn't take that long to do it. I just did that one in, 30 seconds? So it really doesn't take that long once you get the hang of it and once you know what you're doing. But you got to create your article. The longest part of this is creating those accounts to begin with. But once they're done, they're done.
And that's the same way you would bookmark spotbag.com, your article, Sam. And just to kind of finish up on your previous question about the multiple article submission, if you've noticed by now, most of these sites have a CAPTCHA form where you have to put in that little cryptic code. And all the good sites are going to have it, and that prevents bulk submissions for most sites. Because most people try to create a piece of software, we've done stuff like this before, where you put in your username and password, and then the site you want to post it to, the URL form, and you push a button, it goes out to all these sites, logs you, and attempts to publish the article, or whatever it is you're trying to do. But with the invention of those CAPTCHA forms, it pretty much renders all that null and void. So, as good an idea as it, like I said, it sounds, it's just not really realistic anymore.
All right, Sam, hope that helps. Any other questions, folks, just throw them at us. We'll do our best to answer them for you.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people on the call tonight so far. Sam's the one asking questions, so we must be doing a really good job explaining, or Sam is slow. Just picking on you, Sam.
He is in Columbia. All right, so we do have another question. In fact, Dustin, this one came up today, and this is why I put it in here, but it's a question we get a lot from people, and that is, how do we get on the Google Maps? Like, if you type in, in this case, I typed in We Buy Houses, and look at all the different folks that are listed here on this listing. Now, Google knows that I'm in Georgia, that I'm in Atlanta, so it's not picking up We Buy Houses from Minneapolis or from Los Angeles. It's picking up from right here in Atlanta because they know where I'm from. And you'll see that Dustin's WeBuyHouses.net is listed right here. This is actually very simple to do. You can verify by telephone, or they're going to send you something in the mail. But how do you get them to do that? Well, here, write this down. Google.com/local/ad. When you go there, they're going to ask you to create an account. You're going to put in a telephone number, and when you click submit, your telephone is going to ring, and they're going to give you a code, and you have to put that code in the appropriate place, and then you're verified, and boom, you'll be listed there. How long does it take? About 2 weeks, Dustin, to get listed there? Is it pretty quick?
When you do the phone verification, it's almost instant. However, I have a Pat Live number or an automated voicemail system, and I didn't want to put in my cell phone so that I could physically answer it. So I had to use the mail verification option, which took like, you know, 4 or 5 days to get the postcard. And then once I keyed it in, when I got the postcard with the code on it, it's instant. So if you do it by phone, it's instant. If you do it by postcard, it's like a week.
All right. So either way will work. And I had a friend of mine, same situation. They didn't want to put in their personal phone number, so they had to use another number. So use the mail verification. Okay. What does the S? Oh, Dustin's got his hand in the air.
Well, I was going to say, before you jump in, we had another question come in from Gus Toasty down in Hollywood, Florida. So I thought we'd take a crack at that real quick before we move on to a different topic. I can. I'm going to read this from Gus. It says, when I do a search on Google and I don't type in the location where I am, for example, who buys houses in Hollywood, Florida, instead of just who buys houses, will Google take me to people from Hollywood, Florida, if I'm there, or just nationwide, or both? Good question. If you're logged in when you do the search, meaning you have a Google account, you have to, like a Gmail account, you have to be logged in, and they know that you personally, the searcher, is from Hollywood, they will attempt to show you things that are in the Hollywood, Florida area. That's number one. Number two, if they are able to determine where your IP address is from, if it's in the Hollywood, Florida area, or maybe your IP is from Miami, it will attempt to show you from the Miami area, which is near, or could be near Hollywood, Florida. Other times, it'll just be a flat-out nationwide search, show you search results from everywhere. But I've been noticing over the past few months that even when I'm not logged into Google, my search results are getting more and more focused on the Atlanta, Georgia area, such as that local listing thing that Mike just showed you. 2 or 3 months ago, that wasn't popping up unless I was logged in with my local Atlanta account. But now I was doing a search today when I wasn't logged in, and that Google map for Atlanta, Georgia is popping up because it knows where my IP address is from. So that was a great question. So it'll just depend on Google and the results they want to show you based on your location and where they think you are.
Yeah, and Dustin, I've noticed that as well, because I'll do a search sometimes, and I'm actually logged into my Google Gmail, and I'm like jumping up and down because I'm like listed number one on Google, but then I'll sign out of my Google account, and I'm not. Like, here's a classic example of this. Here's that blog that I did today. This is the You Have a House for Sale That's Been Sitting for a Long Time article. I'm not logged into my Google account. I'll go in and sign in real quick to one of my my Google accounts, which is my We Buy Houses Atlanta one, and watch when I do that search again. Instead of being on the second page, I believe, well, in this case, no, it didn't show up that, but it did it earlier today for me. I was on the first page. It did change the search results. So, if you're doing a search to see where you find or find yourself nationally, Gus, my suggestion is what Dustin just said, sign out of your Google account. But nobody knows exactly how Google works. But
right, and every time you do a search, it could literally be different. You could hit refresh, one minute you're number one, now you're number two. Every time it sends you results to your browser, it could be different because Google is constantly growing. New pages are being added by the second. And nobody really knows, you know, what their algorithm is for how they dish up this information. So, yeah, I'll be looking at it all excited to number one. Then I'm going to another browser, the exact same search, and I'm number four. The good news is we're on the whole, you know, the first page somewhere for all these searches, so we can be rather confident that other people are seeing the same results we are, not always in the exact same order. But that was a great question. So if you have any more questions, please send them in. And we'll do our best to get them answered.
Yeah, that was a great question, Gus. All right, so what does the SEO upgrade give you with SuperSmart? Well, first of all, I hope it's pretty obvious by now, a ton of Google juice. This is why, folks, it's so important when you buy a website, especially nowadays, that is designed to show up on the search engines that has stuff on the backside of it that you may not even know about. And now with your SEO upgrade, each page can be optimized for the search engines. And let me show you. With the SEO upgrade, you'll notice it says I have a new page here that says web pages. Well, here's my home page and my home page title, my home page keywords, my home page description. Beneath that is our mission. Remember on the left-hand side of your website, you have all those different pages? Well, I can create a different title and a different keyword selection and different description, and the search engines actually index that differently. You know, touch on that just a little bit, Dustin, just to let people know exactly what that does.
Say it one more time.
Well, your web pages, I know you have a word for this. I was going to give you an opportunity to say it because it's a big word. But you have different pages now that are indexed, or they have different, the URL. What I know you call that?
Foldering?
No, nah, that wasn't what I was
I'm not sure if I answered your question, but...
The point is it creates a different page.
You mean permalinks.
Yes, that's the word I was looking
for. Yeah, instead of being a dynamic URL, for example, property.cfm question mark ID equals 12345, instead of having a dynamic link like that, you get a permalink. For example, 123-main-street-atlanta-georgia-is-4-sale.cfm. So that new link would be 1234 Main Street is for sale in Atlanta.cfm. So you get a permanent link that will be picked up by the search engine, which actually has the keywords in the page name, the file path itself, which gives it more juice. So you have the title up in the header of the browser. You've got the title on the page. You've got the file path. And you have all the key phrases you use on the page itself, so you just get that much more Google juice.
And I don't have the screenshot for it, but I should point out to everybody, for your properties page on your sell website, we've done the same thing. So if people were to type in Oak Street, there's a good chance that if you have a house for sale on Oak Street, that it will show up on the search engines.
So, yeah, we're taking these keywords and using them in multiple places because we know where the juice is. This SEO upgrade allows you to put articles on your site, give your all your property pages permalinks, to basically grow your site, add new content to it through these pages and have your site grow and not be static.
So that's one benefit is the each one of your web pages become permalinks. And you also have a video upgrade. Now, I'll point out that this video upgrade can be is sold for very inexpensive. You can buy the video upgrade separately from the SEO upgrade if you want to. And what that does, it allows you to upload videos to your website, creates your own videos page, and again creates a permalink or its own page for each one of your videos to make them even more visible on the search engines. And you can add Vidler, YouTube, a couple other video choices in there that you can add. Well, here they are right here, YouTube, Google Video. Vidler, just keep it on YouTube, and you can add a Vidler video as well.
That's correct. It doesn't say Vidler there, but if you use the YouTube selection, it will work for Vidler. The word Vidler will be there on the next release.
We also have your testimonials page that we did the same thing. Each one of your testimonials now can be a separate page, and the search engines love it every time. Like, instead of just changing your page, add another page. So you keep adding to your websites. You keep adding more pages, and Google loves that. It's like, wow, these people are growing, they're active, and it moves you up in the search engines. Your downloads. Your downloads come in three different types. You have document downloads. You have your message downloads. You have your free report downloads. So each one of those pages now becomes its own separate page that's indexed on the Internet, on the search engines. Your bookmarks. Now, this is available, bookmark script. This is available for all the advanced websites anyway. But, however, with the website optimization, we put it so it's organized. Organized is all here in one spot. You'll see all the different tabs. With analytics, again, all of your websites, whether you have the standard website or your advanced website, allows you to add the tracking script for Google Analytics. But with the SEO upgrade, we have what's called a site map. If you don't have the SEO upgrade, you will be missing the site map. What the sitemap does is this is built for the search engines. And what it will do is it will tell the popularity of the pages to the Internet of what it should be looking at. And, Dustin, I want you to talk about this just a little bit further since you put this together and go through the different priorities and how you've ranked this.
Well, it's real simple. The sitemap here is for, like Mike said, the search engine is not really for humans. It's not a human sitemap. If you look down at the bottom of any of your pages, you'll see a bunch of links. Those are for humans. That's like a human sitemap. This is strictly code for Google and Yahoo and the other sites. That when they hit your site with their spider looks at the site or the sitemap, and you're telling them which pages you consider to be the most important and which pages they should look at first. If you have a bunch of links, they might not look at all of them. So you want to rank them so that they know which one is the most important. So we do the ranking for you. Obviously, your home page is number one. It's going to be one or less. So the home page is one. And then we've got next will be the feeds, because that's an area of the site that's always changing and growing. Therefore, it's a 0.8. Your articles is a 0.8. Your videos is a 0.8, et cetera. Because those are parts of the site that we've given you the ability to edit and always be adding new content. The rest of the pages that have been out there all this time are relevant, don't get me wrong, but they have a lower ranking because they've been hit before, they've been ranked before. So we're saying, hey, the most important stuff on the site is the new stuff. Check it out first because you haven't necessarily seen it yet. So if the articles page is an 8, the individual articles themselves may be a 0.6. And so on and so forth with your articles, with your videos, with your property pages, with anything that grows as your site grows. So when you add new content, they'll be at the top of the sitemap so that Google hits them first. And once you have the sitemap, we automatically put it up in the meta tags of your site so that Google will see it, and so will Yahoo, and they'll pick it up rather soon. But also, maybe on a future call, we can talk to you about Google Webmaster Tools. You can actually take this sitemap link and go hand it to Google and say, here, check this out daily. And it's kind of like Google Analytics. It'll give you a whole different set of stats in regards to your sitemap and the pages on your site. If you want to investigate that on your own, just Google the word Google Webmaster Tools. Just Google the phrase Google Webmaster Tools, and you can go in there and start researching that yourself and actually take that link for your sitemap and add it into Google Webmaster Tools.
Yeah, and that will be something that we're going to make sure on our next live training that everybody here understands how to use that.
Oh, yeah, we'll be talking about that at an upcoming event later at the end of this month. We talked about it at our event in Orlando recently. But that'll tell Google to actually come out and index this. You'll be able to go to Google Webmaster Tools and see how often they index it and get a bunch of different stats just based on your sitemap. So that's what the sitemap's all about.
All right. Now, we do have Dustin and I in March did a SEO training. This is available for everybody if they'd like to take advantage of it so they can really understand how this works. For those of you that have joined or taken advantage of the SEO training, it does give you another link in your back office that says SEO training. Now, I shrunk the page so I could fit in all these videos here. But what it basically does is it gives you 6 videos, and then we threw in a little bonus week 7 that kind of just showed a little few tips and tricks. But it's 2 hours each that walks you through. It doesn't tell you what to do. It walks you through every single step of setting up some of these accounts. And it's a total of 12 hours of instruction on how to do this. You can watch it at your own pace. You could give it to one of your workers at work and say, hey, do this. This is your job, whatever the case is. But, folks, the bottom line to this is if you're not doing it, then you need to do something. So we're going to give you every opportunity to take advantage of all the tools that are out there. And even if those of you don't want to do it, I know there's several of you that just say, hey, I don't want to do it. I don't understand it. I understand that. That's no problem. So what we've done for you folks is we do have several different lead packages that are available.
Well, before you jump off the SEO training, I wanted to mention real quick that if you sign up for our SEO 101 training, you'll get immediate access to all 12 hours worth of tutorials on how to do a lot of what we've been talking about tonight in much, much greater detail. A week after week after week process to get this stuff done. But you'll also be able to attend our next live version of those very same webinars. That's a webinar we plan on repeating several times throughout the year. Okay, so you can get started now by reviewing the one we recorded back in March and also attend our next one at no additional charge.
You just took away my special offer.
Took it away? Or
No, you pre-released it.
Oh, yeah. The premature special?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were saying you were moving on, so I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, I was going to mention a little bit later on here, but yeah, of course, we want to give you as much value as we can, so we'll include you in the next course as well.
Well, also because this stuff's always changing. We've learned a lot of new techniques. A lot of things have changed since the very last webinar, which was only a few short months ago. Things on the internet change rather quickly, and if you're taking part in our training, we'll always keep you up to date with what we're learning and what's working and what's not.
So just to refresh everybody, in case they're not familiar, we do have a Craigslist lead package where we have a person that specializes in making sure that your Craigslist ads appear at the top of the Craigslist several times throughout the day. We also have orphan leads. Orphan leads are leads that come from our websites, from our sources, that nobody is paying exclusively for. I'm going to touch on that in a minute, but Dustin, want to jump in and say something?
Yeah, you moved through Craigslist so fast. I just want to emphasize that our Craigslist package is what we call pay-per-click. You can pay for so many clicks for us to post your ads up to Craigslist, okay? If they convert to a lead, they convert to a lead. If they don't, they don't. You're paying per click just like you would on Google AdWords. And it's rather affordable. It's actually much cheaper than Google pay-per-click. Now what Mike's getting into with orphan leads and leads for deeds, which he's getting ready to talk about, is pay-per-lead. You don't pay unless you get a lead. You don't pay for just simply getting a click.
Yeah, and I want to touch on the orphan leads just for a moment because we've had this been going on for quite some time now, in fact, almost a year, pretty close. For years, Dustin and I, you've been getting free leads. Now, a lot of you from whatever states you're in, you may still be getting our leads. But we got a call from California the other day from one of our customers and said, hey, I'm not getting any leads anymore. Well, we told you all about a year ago, as soon as somebody pays $49.95 from your state, then they get all the leads exclusively. And we have a pretty good reason for doing this. I'm not going to get into it now. But we want to give leads to people that are using them. That's the bottom line. And if we have a lot of people making a lot of money from our leads, but we also have a lot of people that never call our free leads because they're quote-unquote free and they think they're worthless or whatever. But there's people out there that really want our leads. So if someone starts paying $49.95 for what we call orphan leads, which are statewide leads, then you are only going to be sharing those leads with either yourself, because you're the only one paying for them, or anybody else in the state that's paying $49.95 for those leads.
Yeah, we've had this program out for a while now. I don't think it's been a year, but it's probably been at least since last November, and we haven't advertised it very heavily. So there are a lot of states out there that are still wide open, where you're still getting free leads. Some of the bigger states like Texas has been taken by several orphan customers. And I want to kind of explain to you one more time what the orphan is. We've got what we call exclusive leads, which we're going to get to next, which is called leads for deeds, and what are called semi-exclusive leads. So, for example, if you say, I want Dallas County, Texas exclusively, we'll sell it to you with our leads for deeds program. And in doing so, we optimize Dallas County, Texas, and we get a lot of leads in Dallas County and or all the counties around Dallas County, Texas. Well, all those other counties around Dallas County, Texas are what we call orphans. Nobody said, hey, I want exclusive leads in Collin County or Denton County, and therefore they're orphans, as is the rest of the entire state of Texas. So we have a handful of people that have said, hey, I want all the leads in Texas that are considered orphans. So those handful of people get copies of those leads that are semi-exclusive. So if there's five people in Texas, five people get copies of the leads. And Texas is a big state. And I've got a testimonial from my cousin who 80% of the properties he buys in Texas, 80% he gets from our orphan leads program, 80%. So when that person called up the other day in California and said, hey, I'm not getting leads anymore, two thoughts went through my mind. Number one, they're not an orphan customer. And number two, they're not doing anything to advertise their websites or get their phone to ring, because the person in California should not rely on us exclusively as the source for all of their leads. They should be marketing their site. They should be marketing their phone number to get it to ring. So you guys are ultimately responsible for your own leads, and that's why we're teaching you all these SEO tricks and techniques to get more online leads. On the other hand, with our orphan leads program, these are all the leads that we get that are left over that we don't have an owner for. All these people saying, hey, I got a house to sell. We're saying, hey, here, guys, take them if you want them. So that's what our orphan leads program is for, so that you can get all these leads in your state that somebody has not claimed. Now, Mike, if you want to jump to the next part, it's what we call leads for deeds. These are exclusive leads, and these only go to one person. So let's just use Dallas County, Texas as an example. If you can claim Dallas County, Texas, and join our Leads for Deeds program, you are the only one getting a copy of any lead that comes into Dallas County, Texas. Now, let's say you're in Oklahoma County, Oklahoma. We actually have two Leads for Deeds people there. So one lead goes to one person, the next lead goes to the next. The next lead goes to the first person, the second lead goes to the next person. So each person gets an exclusive copy of the lead. They do not share it. The only time we share the leads is with our orphan leads. So if you want to join our Leads for Deeds program, we will do a lot of the search engine optimization for you, and you only pay when we give you a lead. You don't pay for clicks. Now, if a lead turns out to be a lead you don't like, we have no control over that. You're simply paying for the lead itself. We don't necessarily guarantee the quality. If it's a spammer, let us know. We'll make sure we don't charge you for that.
Well, you look at the other side of that, Dustin. I mean, pay-per-click, those don't even – you're paying for the click. You're not even paying for the lead. So at least with our program, the orphan leads or the leads for deeds, you get an actual lead.
Right, and we do all – you know, we do the three-step questionnaire. So the first step is all their contact information. The second step is all the property information. The third step is all of the mortgage and financial information. So at a minimum, you get their contact information and their situation and their property address. Most times, the bulk of our leads that we send you complete all three steps, because if they don't, we send them out a series of autoresponders to get them to come back and fill out the form. Now, occasionally, you'll get one that's a one-step or a two-step. But like I said, you have all their contact information, you know their property address, and you know their situation at a minimum. If they complete step two, you know all about the house. And they complete step three, you have all the full-blown lead sheet information.
All right, and next I want to talk about our next super smart, high-tech home buying and selling training event. And, folks, this is coming up at the end of this month, and we do still have a few spots available. We have limited it to 30 people for a couple reasons. Number one, we want to keep it on one as we can, but the other reason is our office facility here is it only holds 30 people comfortably, so it works out perfect that way. Sign up now to reserve your seat. Folks, this is a free event, but we do ask for a $100 reservation fee for your seat simply because we don't want people reserving the limited space we have and then not showing up. So, you know, as long as you put in that $100, we know you're serious about being here, so we'll save you your seat, and that is refundable when you attend the event. And one of the many things we're going to be showing you, and folks, we do step by step. I mean, we have Dustin here, myself here, Tori here. We'll help bring your laptops, and we will help you make sure that you understand all this stuff step by step. And we're going to teach you how to generate more leads online from a variety of different methods. A lot of people have emailed me and asked me about the event and said, you know, this is one thing that I really want. I want to learn more about this. So I'll be spending more time on it. But Friday and in the morning of Saturday is a complete overview, review of your websites. And it's kind of like a rocket ship ride. We take off the platform moving slowly, but we start moving pretty quick. So sign up from supersmartwebprofits.com. You'll see a calendar link underneath our logo, and then just find the events dates in July and give it a click, and you can register. I do have a special offer for the listeners tonight that are on the call with me. We did this 6-week course, and you can do it in 6 days if that's all you wanted to do, because it does come in 6 2-hour packages with a bonus week 7. So for 12 hours of training, we listed it for $8.95. The SEO upgrade that we've been talking about tonight, we have listed for $3.95. Now, I should note there is a $10 a month addition to that SEO upgrade, but you add that together, it's a total of $12.90. So what Dustin and I will do for the callers, for the listeners, excuse me, tonight, is if you go ahead and take advantage of this, and come on, let's get rocking, get on the search engines, let's get some leads, get both the SEO upgrade and the SEO 101 training course that teaches you how to do all you need to know. We'll save you close to $400 if you get it now. You can get it for only $895. Plus, I've got something special. I was going to talk about it tonight, but I thought I'd leave it alone because I want to work on a little bit more. So the people that come to this training event in July, at the end of the month, you're going to be the first people that see the big picture of what we're doing here. But we're going to give you 1 month free of our new, what we call, National Article Feed and Bookmarking Service. The bookmarking service is to save you the time of doing all this. We've got the juice going, so we'll add you to our network, and it will help everybody that gets involved because we have so much power. This is an example of a feed. This is my We Buy Houses Atlanta website, and what I did is I fed all my articles into a feed. Each of these are readable backlinks by the search engines. Well, I have several different sites out there that we post these national feeds. I also submit these feeds into the same thing as what we do for search engines. There's a search engine for feeds that also give you backlinks to your website. So you submit an article, and boom, it goes out on the national feed instantaneously, and it's posted all over the Internet. A tremendous amount of power. I'm not even going to tell you how much we're going to charge for it per month. We haven't really talked about that part of it. But what we're going to do is we're going to people that sign up for this, when they come to our event, they're going to be able to at least take advantage of this for free. I also have been testing with several different websites, and I covered up the domain name here in one area, several areas. But these feeds on the right-hand side are a whole bunch of different customers' feeds. Most of you may not even know you're here, but you are. I've been testing it for SEO purposes. Plus, if you take advantage of our services, we're also going to give you your own individual link or backlink to your personal websites on this powerful feed site. So to take advantage of tonight's offer, go to supersmartwebprofits.com, and on the left-hand side of the page, you're going to see the SEO upgrade, Supersmart Video upgrade, the SEO 101 and SEO upgrade. That's the one that I was speaking about earlier. Autofill 3, we talked about in our last Power Hour. We have the SEO 1, SEO upgrade, Autofill 3, another special package for that. And then we have Deal Flow. And then we have squeeze pages. So, Dustin, that brings us into squeeze pages.
Well, before we get off the national feed, I did want to go back and talk about that real quick. That's something we're beta testing. And we'll probably be testing it for several months. And we're looking for people who want to be part of that testing at no charge. You saw Mike said 1 month free. It may end up being 2 to 3 months for free. Before it's over with, as we test it, because we want to get it out there and make sure it's working. But that reminds me of Sam's question, Mike. He was saying, hey, how can I write my article once and have it published all over the Internet? Well, that national feed kind of, sort of, answers that question. It doesn't get his article published all over the Internet, but it gets that title and that short description out there all over the Internet, which I'll backlink to his website and or blog or wherever he points them to. So you basically will be able to post your article one time on your super smart website. It goes into our feed. Then our feed, we feed it all over the Internet to a variety of other feed sites and so on and so forth. And they pull from those feeds and republish the data and so on ad infinitum.
The other thing I'll post on that, or post on that, touch on that, Dustin, is we all start the search engine thing gung-ho. I mean, it's exciting stuff. We see we're on the top of the search engines. We see that it's working. But it's just human nature that we eventually slow down. We stop doing it. So with this national feed, by using the power of everybody involved, you could cut it down to, let's just say, one article a week or two articles a month or whatever. But because you're posting it to such a large network, it's going to give you an incredible amount of juice. Now, I've been testing this for about 6 months. I have another site out there that I was using just for my own personal use, testing these feeds, and I'm extremely impressed about how well it shows up on the search engines. So I created another one, and we do have some customers right now. In fact, some of the customers on the phone with us tonight are involved in this because I know they're writing articles and I know they're doing this. So if you're interested in starting this before you come to our training or you want more information on it, just email me at mike@supersmartwebprofits.com and I'll send you the information I do have on it. But this is something that I'm pretty serious about. I think it's pretty powerful stuff, so we're gonna definitely do something with it.
Yeah, the point I wanted to make was, like I said, we're testing this as we go, and we're looking for the people who have our SEO upgrade, because you have to have it to be able to post the articles on your site, number one, and who have been trained with their SEO 101 training to be able to write articles, decent articles. Otherwise, that doesn't make much sense. So if you have our SEO 101 course, if you've taken it or will be taking it, and have our SEO upgrade, the $8.95 special, we're going to let you participate in this program at no charge as we beta test it. Will we charge for it later? Possibly. Will it be real expensive? Probably not. But it's going to be, you know, we always try to keep these things as affordable as possible. But help us test it out. We do have a couple things in mind where you may be able to actually get it for free, indefinitely. We just haven't finalized all these plans yet. But JB just asked a question. It says, will all of this on the site keep the site uncrowded? I think I know what he means, Mike. I think he means will all these feeds on the site keep it uncluttered, uncrowded. Let me say this, JB. the example Mike was showing you, that feed, that national feed, was not on your site. It was one on some of our sites.
However, when we do these national feeds, we may very well ask that you reciprocate by having some of these non-competitive links on your website, okay? And we'll probably put it on a back page somewhere that humans don't notice too much, but that is on the sitemap and that will be picked up by Google.
Let me show them real quick, Dustin, just something that I've been playing with our site. And I do have about 12 other people across the country that are doing this. On the Who We Are page of their websites, what I'm doing is I'm posting the last 5 articles that people have put online. So underneath your fast, friendly, and flexible, here's We Buy Houses. That's my article. That's the one I did today. Here's Sam's from Hawaii. Here's 10 foreclosures. This is Steve Banas from South Carolina. Here's how to sell a house fast in Texas. Here's sell your Prince George, Maryland home. But I'm only showing the last 5. On the national feed, I'm showing the last 25. But on your website, no, I'm not going to overcrowd it. And I'm trying not to give you competitive ads either. That may mean that your ad won't be visible on your own site, just to keep your feed separate. But I don't, if someone's in Portland, Oregon, and you're in South Carolina, what difference is it to you if your website appears with 8 other guys that are in South Carolina? It shouldn't at all. It gives you more links to your website. It gives you more Google juice. It simply gives you more visibility. If I'm doing this all by myself and I have to do the work that I know you have to do, it's tough. But if I can use and piggyback off the efforts that other people are doing to help my search engine get higher in the search engines, I think I'd be cutting my nose off to spite my face if I wasn't doing it. So no, we don't want to clutter up your website. We want to make this clean, but at the same time, my goodness, take a look at the power you'll have by having your article with a backlink to your website spread all over the internet on all these different sources that we're going to be posting that feed on.
So yeah, JB, we're going to do our best to keep your site uncluttered and avoid messing with your site theme, which you've heard me talk about a lot before. But this program obviously is voluntary, so if you don't want to take that risk, you don't have to. But we do think, as we release this, when it's released, that the benefits will outweigh any negatives. And like I said, it's not so much for humans to see, it's for Google to see. So we'll probably put it on a page that people don't go to that often. Something we might include a special page just for this and be real subtle about how we link to it for the humans. It'll definitely be on that sitemap, and it'll definitely be linked to on some pages around the site. But we're really conscious of that. And because we control the feed, we know where the articles are coming from, what state you're in, and therefore can exclude our other local competition in your area. For example, if you're in Charleston, South Carolina, we've got a bunch of customers in that area. So if you're posting your articles, we'll make sure we don't post anybody else from Charleston, South Carolina, or possibly even the state of South Carolina in your feeds. They'd be from somebody else across the country or another state. So that was a great question, and we will be really conscious of that. And that's why we want you to participate in this beta test program as we roll it out in upcoming months and talk about these kind of things.
And, you know, everything we're doing at one point has to become an experiment. We have to test it to see if it works. And this is like Dustin said, this is alpha testing. I've been working on it for some time on my own use, but I know it works. I'm just trying to utilize the power of many to see if it works for everybody, which I have no doubt it will.
Yep. So we're calling upon our power users who already have our SEO upgrade and have been trained to do this. If you don't have the upgrade, haven't been trained, please join us. Please join us.
Yeah, and again, that's another reason why it's important to come to our live training, because if we don't know you're up to speed on it and we can't teach you how to do it, we want to make sure you know how. So this brings us up, Dustin, to squeeze pages coming soon.
Yeah, and I'm going to, because of the time, it is 8:30, I'm going to breeze through this rather quickly. We probably won't get a chance to talk too much about deal flow tonight, but let's at least talk about squeeze pages. All right. The example you're looking at is an example of a squeeze page that we have been using for many, many months now. We always experiment ourselves and test these things out before we release it to you guys. And one thing about squeeze pages as standalone sites, they don't, because they're only one page, they don't get really high listings with the search engines by themselves. You have to bookmark them, link to them in articles, things like that, to get them, blog about them, to get them listed. But you can take these squeeze pages, put them in any of your marketing material, put them on Craigslist, put them wherever, backlink to them, and drive people to this one-page website, which is designed to squeeze a little bit of information out of them. So the example of the squeeze page you're looking at here is one of ours that we use on Craigslist, and Mike uses, the one he's been talking about, that he uses to drive people to capture their information. Now, a traditional squeeze page usually asks for just your name and your email and promises to give you some kind of free report. Well, the example you're looking at here actually is your three-step form, so we're actually asking for a little additional information. This next example is one of the squeeze pages we use for Craigslist. This is where a lot of your leads for deeds come from. This is one example. That's very similar to the one I just showed you. This is one of our one-hour home buyer squeeze pages that we've been using for over a year now on sites like Craigslist, and that we backlink to from a variety of articles and blogs and things like that we post to capture information. But this next one is an example of what we're getting ready to release to you guys with our squeeze page upgrade. It's, again, simply a one-page website that you can control everything you see on the page. By default, we put everything here on the page that you see. We choose a theme for you. But you can go in there and change your theme, change your title, change this phrase right under the title, change this phrase right here, change the entire area above the form, as well as all the information next to the form. And this page will be designed to say, hey, if you want our free report, fill out this little form over here to the side of the page. And they do. You'll capture their first name, last name, and email. And that's what a lot of people do. That's what a lot of the gurus teach. I don't care much for a name and email. Myself, because I've got enough real full-blown leads coming in. But because the gurus are out teaching this and preaching this, a lot of my customers have asked for this, and we've given it to them. So if you want to, you can turn on the page where it'll say ask for their name and their email. When they click email my free report, they will be emailed a free report. Okay? This is another example. Same site, different layout, different theme. Once again, it's asking for the first name, last name, and their email. Now, once they filled out this short form, the next page will load. And it'll say, hey, a copy of your report has been sent to you. Thank you. We appreciate it. But, hey, while you're here, why not take a minute to fill out our form and let us make you an offer on your house? Okay? Because they're asking for a report on stopping foreclosure. They're asking for a report on how to sell their house in 7 days. So while we have them here on the site, we'll say, hey, thank you for requesting a report, but while you're here, why not take the time to fill out our form? So they get what they came here for. We get their name and email, which we wanted, and if we're lucky, they'll continue to fill out the rest of this form, and we'll capture their full-blown lead. If they walk away and only give us their name and email, we will immediately start sending them some autoresponders, just like we do now, and say, hey, come back to our site. We're interested in your house. If you have one for sale, please fill out our form. So it'll do that automatically. If they start filling out this short form you're looking at here on the screen, only get through step two, 30 minutes later, it's going to send them out some autoresponder, say, hey, please come back to our site and fill out our form. Okay? Then the next type of squeeze page is not a name and email squeeze page, but the full-blown questionnaire, as you saw on my examples with the Craigslist squeeze page and the one-hour homebuyer squeeze page. Instead of saying, hey, download a free report, you just simply have them say, hey, if you're interested in selling your house, fill out this form, and they do that immediately. There is no free report. So you can decide what you want to do. You can have them download our free report, upload your own free report, et cetera. You can use our default information we have here on the page, okay, or you can write your own. And the beauty of the squeeze page, it's a one-page article, okay? It's a one-page article saying, hey, Give me your name and email to download my free report. What's a free report? Your article. Okay? It could be one page, two pages, five pages, whatever you want it to be. It gets emailed to them. Okay? And then, like I said, once they've received that email, this is the page they're displayed once they've put in their name and email. And you can say, hey, fill out my form while you're here. And once again, you can edit all of this information that you just see displayed on the page. And once they fill out this lead sheet, you'll get a copy sent to your email, you'll get a text message, and it will go into your database. So with this upgrade, it'll allow you to have a variety of different squeeze pages out there on the internet, each with their own unique domain that you can use when you post all these blogs and articles that we've been talking about. You can write an article on foreclosures. You can write an article on short sales. You can write an article to realtors. You can write an article on sell your house in 7 days, whatever you want it to, and direct them to a specific squeeze page that talks about that specific topic and solicits that information. So everything I've shown you here tonight is what we're going to release in the first edition of the squeeze page upgrade. We're also going to be adding in the very near future the ability for you to take that name and email and stick it into your contact manager. For example, you may want to have a squeeze page on attracting realtors to bring you short sale deals. So you create a squeeze page specifically for that. When they fill out their name and their email address of the realtor, it goes straight into your contact manager for all your realtors. And you too will be able to subscribe that to an autoresponder in the near future and send them a series of emails and so on. So we've got a lot of big plans for the squeeze page upgrade. The version that we're getting ready to release here in the next few weeks is, you know, version number one. And we're releasing this so you can get started using it right away. And like all of our upgrades, we'll continue to modify them and have future releases that get better and better and better as you go. So we're doing this so that you too can start using the squeeze page like all the gurus are bragging about. But we're going to show you how to do it the right way. And that's why we like you to have our SEO training. We'd like you to come to our live training events. We'd like you to be on these power hours so we can show you how to leverage all this information and to use it most effectively. Otherwise, you could just be wasting your time. Mike, did you want to jump in and say something?
Yeah, I just kind of want to point out, Dustin, that the whole SEO upgrade, like how you put these articles online, how you direct people to your website, how you drive people to these splash pages, it's all explained in the SEO 101 course, but at the same time, we offer these events for you in Atlanta for no charge. We want to make sure that you know how to do this stuff. So I want to emphasize to everybody how important it is to come to our live trainings as much as you can to keep up the speed. If you don't know how to do this stuff, come to one of our events. We'll be right there. We give you hand-on-hand instruction on how to do this. And every event we do is a little bit different. I feel we get a little bit better at it each time, and each time we also have a lot more information to share with you that we may not have shared the last time. So if you can come to our live event, remember there's only room for 30 people. We do have some spots available, but I can't encourage people enough to come to these events to get caught up to speed on the technology, because it's evolving every day.
So once again, go to supersmartwebprofits.com. And Mike showed you those links earlier where you can sign up for SEO training, come to our live training, or sign up for the SEO upgrade. And we'd love to have you here in Atlanta. So I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. Sorry to keep you so late, and sorry we didn't get a chance to get the deal flow. But we'd be here for another hour talking about deal flow. We'll talk about that. You'll be hearing a lot more about it on future calls.
Yeah, in fact, what we'll probably do, Dustin, on the next Power Hour is at least do a dedicated show just on deal flow. It's an extremely advanced, easy-to-use program for short sales, so I can't wait to show that to everybody. So, folks, if you have any questions, you know how to call 678-957-0220, extension 2. You can email me at Mike@supersmartsupport.com. supersmartwebprofits.com or mike@supersmartwebprofits.com. And thank you, everybody, for hanging in there with us. A lot of people on the call tonight. And I'll be here for a little while, so if you have any questions, give me a call.
And I, too, want to thank everybody for being here tonight. We do have a few more questions coming, Mike, so before you close the webinar, let's get them answered offline. Hey, thank you, everybody, for being here. We really appreciate it. We will see you next time on the Power Hour, or hopefully here at the end of the month in Atlanta. Good night, everybody, and God bless.